I get her on the main show, but schedules just ain't gonna work out right. So, those questions on them. But first, tell the people, you know, what are some of your interests? What about you?
I'm interested in a lot of things, conspiracies, politics. I just like to converse.
Mixed bag of lips.
I can have a conversation, a debate about anything.
Oh, I want her on the main show because it'd be very good, some good debates. But since it's fresh on people's mind right now, have you listened to the whole Cat Williams?
No, I haven't had a chance to get through it. Yeah, it's,
what have
it was
you?
Like 2 hours
oh,
long.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah. What have you, like, what parts stuck out to you?
A lot of the dress wearing stuff, because it's a lot of that I've heard before. I've heard about it before, especially with Martin Lawrence watching the Martin Show back in the day. He actually had episodes where he was commenting on a lot of the what was going on with the industry. If anybody remembers the episodes from back then when Martin went missing and they went and he was in this sort of cult-like group.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. It had a lot to do with what was going on with all that, trying to make him be somebody he wasn't and all that.
Think about all the black men I know who ain't have a dress on. There's a lot of black actors that in comedians who wore dresses. Tell you one of them ain't did. Denzel ain't did that shit. Not that I know of.
No, I don't think I've ever That man won't even do like romantic scenes with other women out of respect for his wife.
So. And when the kids, when they be doing that stuff, you can tell them. But what else?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All weird. That's what y'all is.
Indeed.
Now, I know people brought up the Chris Tucker one, and technically, that was a male character, and technically, it wasn't a dress. It was, I get that's a great area, so I don't know that one. Because I know, I forget, what was it, The Fifth Element?
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie. They ain't supposed to be that old fashioned.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time, so I really don't even remember what his character was supposed to be.
Like a real flamboyant character like that. And they put that on there, but it's like, technically, so I don't know where to put that one. But everybody else, even on Kevin and all that, I've seen it. You're talking about Ricky's father.
Yes, yes, yes. And I felt him completely on the Ricky Smiley tip because I've never really been a fan of Ricky Smiley, to be quite honest. Never, never, never. Him, Steve Harvey, has never been funny to me.
Steve made me chuckle. Steve, let me tell you this, and this is after even listening to other people. Steve is as my homeboy, and I was watching Tommy too talk about it. Steve is like a host type of guy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a good mouthpiece, but as a comedian, it's not his thing.
He's, like you said, host funny. The host at a party. Crack a few jokes and tell everybody have fun, and then you don't see him the rest of the night.
I can't remember. I've watched Cedric's stuff. I don't remember a lot of Cedric's stuff.
And funny that you mentioned, because the joke that Kat was talking about that he stole is the only joke that stood out to me that I know from Cedric the Entertainer. The one where he's pretending that the spaceship and all that. That's the only joke that's ever stood out to me. When I think of the Kings of Comedy and I think of Cedric the Entertainer's jokes, it's that one. But Bernie Mac, I can remember his whole set.
Oh, yeah. That one.
I can remember his entire set. DJ Hughley, BL Hughley, whatever the hell his name is. I don't remember anything.
I remember him.
I don't remember.
I remember his show. See, that's the thing. I remember. Yeah, it was a show and all that.
His show was actually funny.
Yeah. The rest of them, like, Steve, I remember one of his stand ups because he was talking about the monkey. Him, I don't know which wife, is, you know, he's been fucking married a million times.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know which wife he was talking about, but he was talking about they was on this African retreat and the monkey grabbed his ass. So,
Interesting.
The unit.
Yo.
That caught me off guard.
That made me holler.
And then people brought up scene when he's doing stand up, he got a little spot. I was like, dang, that man was balding. He was trying to hide it. Now, do you feel like it's hate? He's telling the truth? Or it's a little above the cat? Or just.
It's coming from a place of tired of being fucked with. Because a lot of the stuff that he was talking about, those people had his name in their mouth first. I felt like it was him defending himself and coming to tell the truth where people came and told lies and tried to make themselves seem more superior than him.
Kevin was talking about ish. And now he ain't even, what's that heifer? Oh, Tiffany Haddish. Yeah, he ain't even. Was she on drugs or something?
She a drunk? Somebody said something. She doing weird stuff. Right? Tiffany Haddish is a child of Scientology.
Yeah, weird shit.
If you know anything about children that came from the Church of Scientology, there's some fucked up individuals.
It's a weird place. It's weird.
Not to go off topic, but somebody else that's a part of the Church of Scientology is Will Smith.
Makes sense. You ain't gotta apologize about that. They talk about off topic. But they favorite topic. Y'all know they favorite topic.
But yeah, there are some effed up individuals. Tiffany Haddish really did not have an easy growing up. She went through a lot of things. And I think her becoming a part of Holly Weird officially has caused her to snap. She's never been a funny girl. I remember seeing her on, you know, the little shows that they used to have on MTV where I Love the 90s and the flashback. She would do commentary on those shows.
Like that. By the way, one of my favorite shows was, was it World Dumbest or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like that. Maybe commentate on that stupid ass shit.
Yeah, she would always be on those shows doing commentary like that. And I think, Girl Code, Guy Code,
oh,
all that stuff that would be on MTV. And, you know, Charlamagne was popping up on there every once in a while. Like, yeah. That's where I would see her most of the time. She was never funny to me.
Oh, no. God. No. Charlamagne, he's a special young man. And once you come out of the closet, then we can respect you. No, you're in the community. God dang it, that man think he's slick. But I do feel I can understand Kat because I felt like that in the past, and you doing all this and people talking shit and they're trying to make you the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
They all piece of shit.
Oh yeah.
It's tough.
Like, I've had a lot of people say shit about me. People that I've never even met before, a day in my life. I just let them talk. I'm the type of person to let them talk and let people meet me and see for themselves, form their own opinion about me. I won't say I've gotten to a certain age because I've always been like that. I just let people run their mouth. But I feel them.
I let them run their mouth.
I feel them completely. I feel them completely, though, wanting to set the record straight.
I did not remember. You probably didn't get that far, but I know you heard of Wanda Smith, the incident. It was a while back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He mentioned that on there. Mm-hmm. And I had rewatched that old interview. They did. That bit. I mean, that heifer did try to
That bitch.
Set him up.
Yes, she did.
A big old hood trying to come out, punching your dick.
That is horrible. Like, just because you supposed to be a comedian yourself, Miss Ma'am, Miss Lady.
Can't take the heat, baby.
But you can't. You couldn't take none of the jokes. You were trying to. You were trying to go under the belt.
He ain't even say nothing crazy, crazy
at all.
He could have called you all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. He was very. He did it in a very.
When you're in the schoolyard and y'all want to roast each other, that's mm-hmm. what happened. Yep. You got butt hurt and want to get all mad. Tell your husband. Your husband's a fucking simp mm-hmm. for that. Come in here. You talk about my fat wife. See, I would have been. See, I would have made you cry because I would. My mouth. I'm called you bitch. All sorts of things. I probably shouldn't be saying.
And that's the thing. Bad. He didn't have to call her out of her name mm-hmm. once.
I respect him for that. It's hard not to make you want to call him mm-hmm. names. That way, we get bigger, they gonna have to sit me down. I had interviews, but anyways, I am. That's one thing I'll say. People who know me, I know when to say certain things and when not to say certain things. You don't go to work talking crazy, or you talk around these white folks or whatever. It's easy. You know? On the show, I'm gonna talk like that. Cause people be surprised, like, "Oh, you talking?" Yes, on the show. I'm gonna go on here. Say me and her was dating or something. I go to the family house. Hey. Your daughter, pussy. Who gonna say that? You gonna be a respectful young man. Well, I'll tell you a funny story though. So, she know Neil, aka Bob Man. So, I was dating a girl. This is before her dad knew, like, saw me in person. Mm-hmm. What happened was he talked to Neil on the phone. Neil has a mouth for him. And he heard my voice, but he got us mixed up. And he said, "Oh, that boy's friend is so sweet and kind." But that other one, that boy you named, he's a disrespectful nigga. So for a little bit, he thought I was that dude.
Dang.
I was like,
No, sir, that was not me, sir.
So you just gotta be respectful of the places, you know, gotta mm-hmm. know where you're at. I ain't gonna cuss crazy in front of my, I don't never cuss in front of my parents.
There's a time and place for everything. Mm-hmm.
What's the day's date? So it's been 7 days for this year, and this is what we got. Captain blew up the internet. The Epstein stuff. Dude, I'll ask you, what do you think of that? Mm. I know I have my suspicions on some things. What do you feel about that list?
My take on it, they really could have left that list where it was.
I think they're trying to hide something, so they put that out to divert your eye somewhere else. I don't even think that's the real list.
They could have kept that list because all the names that they're mentioning and the ones, I'd have to actually go and look at it myself. I haven't been able to do that yet, but all of the names that has been put out so far had already, we knew already.
Yeah.
We knew already.
Now, some names, I will say this, I don't feel like everybody on that list was out there messing with kids. Because how the hell... Stephen Hawking. What he doing? I don't know. Maybe he looks.
Because if you can cheat on your wife,
how the fuck you do that?
Leave her for the mistress and all that shit.
You do roll up on her. Yeah, me give me some dick, baby.
I'm trying to tell you. You be surprised. But I agree with you. When I don't think all of them were messing with kids, but still, they're guilty by association because I'm pretty sure they knew. I'm pretty sure a lot of them knew what that man was doing. Just like with all of this, where everybody knew what Harvey Weinstein was doing. They was just too scared or have other stuff going on. They were a part of it themselves to say something.
I will say... I'll give the benefit to a small percentage that some people are like, what the fuck? And then like, oh, I got the fuck on out of here. Mm-hmm. I heard a story. Now, I know those. Look, I have my feelings with Trump. I know some people don't like Trump. It is what it is. y'all love this fucker right here, but we ain't gonna talk about him. Y'all know how I feel about Biden. I did hear an incident with Trump and what's his name? Weinstein or one of them motherfuckers? He had kicked somebody out because he was doing the weird shit. Mm-hmm. Look, I ain't saying the man. I don't know what the man do, but that's all I heard about that. I know people say, I hope Trump's name on there. I said, out of all the people.
Why do you hope?
Like, what? Because they don't like him that much. Like, I don't like people, but that's crazy.
That's extreme. That's extreme as hell.
I don't know. Like,
it's like they're giving certain people passes whose names were on there. Like, one person I know that I don't give a pass to is Naomi Campbell. At all.
Then, you just made me think of something. Who was that bitch? It was another bitch. She was doing some weird shit. I can't remember that her name. It's gonna come to me, y'all.
Is it Chrissy Teigen?
Nah.
Cause I don't really too much care for her. A lot of the stuff that she tweeted, she's a weirdo. She's always been a weirdo. John Legend is a weirdo.
He is strange, man. A strange man. Like some of your music, but you're strange, bro.
I don't like any of his music. The only song that I like by him is that Ready to Go Right Now song.
I know. Cause I like this song.
With Three Stacks? Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's my shit. Other than that Ordinary People, his voice
is like that something song.
In that All of Me song, it gives me the creeps.
I like that song.
For some reason. And I love R&B music. I love love music, wedding music, stuff that you can play as you walk down the aisle type shit. But him? Mm-mm.
Oh, there's another song of his I like. And obviously, it ain't just him. It's him and Ludacris. I like that. Was it Tonight? I think it's what it's called. I like that song. Oh, Best You Ever Had or something like that.
Oh,
I think.
I don't like this song because like it was in that one. This
I know what you're talking about.
And they just kept playing it over and over. Was it A Think Like a Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that would ruin a song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Played too much. They did play that.
Oh my god, they played it every time that one guy and chick would get on. Like, is that y'all thing? Y'all thing? Like, find something else.
I like the song because I'm gonna tell you something. I'm about to show you something. She said, just saying in Miami, they were reported the 9 feet alien. Foot alien.
I wouldn't be surprised because at one point, remember about the freaking, I think, zombie nigga that was running around eating.
Somebody knew, they said
it was bath salts. It
was hyped up on the bath salts. Mm-hmm.
I haven't spoken to any of my friends that's down there yet because I know one person that's always on Bayside. I haven't heard from them yet.
Like my cousin. Mm-hmm.
It's all strange.
I'm surprised. There's some weird place around here. It's like Curse County, this weird place.
Me
shit.
And a friend of mine actually ended up having a whole conversation last night about the aliens. Like if they're real or not. If all of this is AI, because you really don't know no more.
I heard a trick they said you could do. It's like when you dream and you try to hurt yourself. Mm. You can't hurt yourself, you know, you're still dreaming. I'm doing that by dream a lot. I'm just like, let me make sure this is not real.
It went from us talking about the aliens to the damn weather machine to like what's going down in the ocean. It just, yeah.
And what I will say that what makes it hard for people to believe because some of this stuff is real and then some stuff be bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's hard. You gotta research it yourself to pick through the shit.
Yeah.
I always believe those aliens.
They're in the process of trying to confuse us. So when some shit actually go down, we don't know whether to run, fight, scream, or what. because you don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
No, they look like you came up. No. Eat your specimen.
Take away.
I'm in trouble, man.
Close the door.
Let the alien do what he needs to do.
One of my biggest fears have been, like, I'm at home, my husband, he comes home from work, but it's not him that comes home from work.
Mm-hmm. I had a dream like that. Crazy. It was like an alien, a shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, what if you come home from being out on the road or something, or just being at work? It's not you. They've snatched your body.
And my dream was, I don't know what it was. I saw them going on, but it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. You giving it to him. You dirty nigga.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, take my dick out of her. Now.
I remember the whole thing about the aliens. I think, was it Peru? In Peru where the aliens were, they had been ransacking people place and taking their kids and all of that. And then they wanted to tell us, oh, we do have aliens on live TV. Tried to show us a little alien nigga on there.
Okay,
when I seen, I said, what the fuck is this shit?
Now, when they do weird stuff like this, I want y'all to go look at the laws that are getting passed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they be trying to slip, do something while everybody distracted. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I got this Epstein thing, like it's an album release. Y'all better go look and see. Because they did talk about something, it's not quite The Purge, but it was some weird stuff. Talking about people, what was it, certain offenses that they just gonna let it slide and stuff. That weird shit. Then the thing with the I think they did they do it in New York where you have to pay to drive on the road. Who the fuck wanna do that? You already pay for everything else. Why the fuck I gotta pay to drive on the road? That's stupid.
Don't everybody usually walk and take public transport in New York anyway?
A lot of people start moving.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's moving. A lot of people moving from New York to here in Texas, and people from Texas are moving here, and people from here are moving to Texas. It's like, what? In the past couple of months, I've met nothing but New Yorkers. People from New York, and they always try to convince me that New York is better. We'll go back.
That's not me, man.
I hate to be one of them type of people, but go back. Shit.
We got about 6-7 minutes. What? Some other? I'm gonna let you take the reins. What's on that mind?
It's a mixture of a lot of things because there's so much shit going on. But all I want to say is I hope everybody out there is like healthy, happy, taking care of themselves and their family first.
Don't listen to America.
Keyword, yourself and your family first.
America will be like, I'm going to take care of these motherfuckers over here. No, you need to take care of motherfuckers over here first, you stupid.
Just like them when they were having the whole big meeting and America was telling them, well, we're going to help your people. And they literally told them, well, you need to help your folks. All the money that you're trying to give us can be used to fucking help the homeless there. There won't be nobody on the streets if you use the money that you're trying to give us. We don't need your money.
Yeah, donated like twice to. Was it in a million? What is it? In a million? Billion?
It's more than that. More than a billion. It's more than a billion.
Well, my bad. You did give America. Yeah, honestly, you wouldn't have did it. The only reason y'all did that because Trump did that. Then he went out. We got to give these niggas some money. Mm-hmm. That's really the only reason y'all gave money anyway.
I really want to know why everybody hates Trump so bad.
And
they don't feel the same way towards Joe Biden.
It's because he's an anomaly. And not only the people, but the government themselves don't like him. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I don't necessarily like love the dude, but that's why he was a disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when people can be a disturbance, because then I feel like, oh, there's no just straight up allegiance.
Yeah.
Maybe he has his own thing, but the fact that the government wanted him out of there too. I have a problem.
Because I remember I was in Miami when that election period happened between him and Hillary and everybody else. That was actually my first year voting. I had no clue about anything. And mostly everybody wanted to go vote because we got out of class to go vote. We got to leave campus and we got lunch and all that shit. And everybody was just socializing. Everybody got together. Who you voting for? No, none of us voting for Trump because he's racist. Mm-hmm. And every time I would ask how he's racist, nobody could ever really give me a perfectly good reason as to why. They was talking about the border and building a wall, but if you think about a lot of the reasons why he wanted the wall built, it made sense.
You know what's crazy though? People complaining about the mail now.
Mm-hmm.
Get these niggas out of here.
Just like with the whole situation with the people going across the border, going for vacation, getting kidnapped and all that stuff on the Mexican border. Like, don't you think if they had a little bit more going on down there, that shit wouldn't happen? Probably still would, because of the whole, I don't want to talk about that, because, but if you know what I'm talking about, the stuff that's going down, a lot has to do with our government, them teaming up with other people's governments in order to have access to certain things. Like, the cocaine and all of that isn't getting here on its own. It's just not them that's getting it through here. They got help of somebody. And it's somebody on our side of the border that's giving them that help. So
they think this shit, you bastards. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this though. I mean, y'all call me a coon anyway, I don't fucking care. as Obama did for us. I say it every time. I even tried, and look, this nigga ain't done nothing for niggas. Oh, he done something for other people. For his people.
He was literally what a president is. An American president, anyways, is. He was the face of America. That's it. That's it. And everybody loves to say, well, he had a lot of stuff he had to pick up after when he came in. So did the president before him, and the president before him, and the president before him. Just like Trump had a lot of shit he had to pick up behind Obama when Obama left.
Well, say no. And you can look this stuff up. Trump did help a lot of black folks. I'm just saying, for somebody who is so racist, he helped a few niggas. Now, I don't know what's his reason. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Think about all, like, he's always been the person to donate to colleges, the black colleges that a lot of people
don't even,
and a lot of people thinking that, oh, black college this, black college that, don't even know that a lot of the black colleges aren't black colleges.
But I have another topic for that. I want everybody in that discussion, because I always felt like, why y'all always trying to get niggas to help? There's one thing I will leave y'all off on. This guy got said this. I was thinking about this the other night. When black folk be trying to help motherfuckers, and y'all niggas be doing the most. And then you get mad when niggas don't want help no more. I always never understood that. One person I'm gonna talk about on the next show is Dr. Lamar Jones.
That was literally the person on my mind. That was literally the person on my mind. I was definitely gonna bring him up. Oh my gosh.
He's been doing stuff I don't like. And talking shit about people. And I was like, nigga, you ain't, let me say this. And I said this on the last show. Nigga, I ain't seen you with a black woman yet. I'm just being honest. I ain't seen you date no black woman. You claim you got kids. I ain't seen your kids. That's fine. You know, you want your kids out there. I get it. But I ain't seen you with no black woman. You tell them, look, look, I love chocolate. But I ain't seen you with one. Tell them, look, get one. So way over there. I can't follow no man who say he a pro black. I ain't seen you with no black queen yet. You ain't. Nah, you might have donated. I don't know. I know you ain't got that damn school you claim you need.
That's one thing I wanted to talk about. I heard that school is absolutely finished. He has just had to jump through some hoops.
Oh, it's finished?
Mm-hmm. It's finished. He just needs some certain people to sign off on it, okay, and they're not signing off on it.
I did hear you say one thing, something that I never thought you said. Talk about something. Yeah, it's white folks, niggas want to do it acting right. I can't even get mad at you because I've been done that.
Yeah, I completely understand that. Because everybody jumped on board. Doesn't LeBron or whoever the hell that is has a little private school or whatever?
He might have been part of something.
Everybody jumped on board with that. Whenever he has ever, over all the years that he's talked about his school, I've never seen anybody jump on board and be like, how can I help? What do we need to do in order to get this up and running?
Get on your school, which I said that before. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. But some of that stuff, you be all on all that stuff you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I get it, you know. But the white man, not my word. But look, I feel like our problem is we need to stop. We keep cutting each other off. And we need to just work together, because like, oh, you like this? Well, no. Well, you don't vote Democrat. Well, you ain't a nigga. No. Bro, we work together. Everybody else work together. I seen white folks hate each other. A nigga fucked his wife and she left him, and they ended up making a business together to make millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You think a nigga can do that? Hell no.
There's always some sort of hidden animosity towards each other that keeps you from working together and building something. Two white men can hate each other's guts. They're going to smile at each other's face in the workplace, but they're going to get shit done. They're going to get shit done.
That's what we need to do.
Just like you said, fucking each other's wives and all of that. And they know it. But it ain't stopping them from doing what they need to do.
Yep, they still do it.
It's a logic over emotion type shit. Mm. Just one thing I'll say with black people, it's always emotions over logic for us a lot of the time. When stuff happens on the news, like police brutality, they act on emotion before anything. Before they hear the whole story of what happened. Not saying that, oh, you shouldn't have resist type thing. Yeah, in some cases, yeah, your ass shouldn't have resist because you knew you was doing some fucked up shit to begin with.
It's reminded me of a recent story with the lady who was about to stab, I guess that was a boyfriend, mm-hmm. and the cop had shot her before she stabbed him. Some people got mad. Well, that's a sticky situation.
What's he supposed to fucking do? Let the woman stab?
I heard a dude say, and this is how I know it. Like, see, this cool right here. She loves me. But a lot of y'all don't give a fuck. I'm talking about everybody in the circle. This man literally said, another brother said, they should have let him stab. He would have lived. Hey, what? I said, this is how I know. Don't give no fuck.
That's why I don't nobody like my ass, because I believe in equality. I'm small as hell. I'm 5'1". You wouldn't catch my 5'1" ass trying to swing on a 6'4" ass man, knowing he could like just thump me and I'm done.
He's small, you know, you can
do it. I'm done.
You can ragdoll her like.
Like, no. Like, I believe in equality on a lot of aspects.
I'll tell you right now, you putting a knife on me.
Because, like, didn't y'all mama tell y'all if somebody hit you, hitting them back?
You never hit a woman. Look, you bring a knife on me, I'm knock your ass out. I'm
like,
sorry.
For real. She's threatening your life by some just push her. Sometimes the push ain't enough.
Sometimes you gotta
knock the whole out.
Have y'all ever wrestled a crazy woman? I have. Crack my rib doing it. You ever wrestled a crazy woman?
When that angry a woman is like completely angry, fed up, that adrenaline is pumping, that is some of the strongest women in the world.
And that bitch had a weapon.
So, It's crazy, man.
And I'm a strong nigga. A lot of y'all gonna be having the trouble with that.
And it's like, everybody should just keep their hands to themselves. Their hands, their feet, all of that.
A lot of women it's all women in general. A lot of women can't. It's like, they feel like, oh, I gotta.
And then I want to call the police or I'm going to call my brother. And then that's a whole nother conversation. It's not even the him getting his ass whooped. It's somebody ends up dying.
Man, I'm going to tell you, brother, what you did. No, it's vice versa. I got called out for this, but look, if I'm going to ask you before you got me going to do some crazy shit. What he do and what did you do? Because I'm always ask that question. What he did, what did you do?
That's why I don't have no woman brother. I have one friend that is a woman, my best friend. Whenever something happens and she calls me crying about something, what did you do?
She'll tell you all day, I don't like bitches. Few ladies I be in their face, and she one of them. I'm not like y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm told that I don't have a lot of female friends because I call them females. And it comes from a misogynistic place, me being around men all the time. What should I call y'all? Let me ask y'all. Should I just call y'all bitch?
They like that word. It's in the movie. I mean, the music video. Like, bad bitch.
No, call us women. You know you're a woman, right? I didn't call you a man. I called you a female. Isn't that what you are?
Well, on a date one time, I walked the fuck out. Like, that's, I wish more of y'all men would be like that. Because I know a lot of guys tell, oh, so I wish I could do that. You can do it. What you mean? I know that little thing. You get horny. You know what this? You get your palm up. And do your thing. I don't care how I got to get. I want a fucking bitch in my ear.
It saves you a headache. It saves you money. Yeah. It saves you time.
Now, if you're lucky, you get you a good bitch. You get you to find your woman that does. Other than that, you know, you do what you gotta do. Don't let these women. It ain't that good anyway. I know somebody who get a good head. Not the best. Put that thing on that thing. See, that was a drip on a little bit. See, that was me. Yo, but these girls crazy. Maybe because I'm older now. I got older. So I don't, you know, ain't got time for foolishness. Know y'all young men, that thing just every day, you know. I get it. When you get my age, I'm acting like I'm old. You get my age. Sometimes your dick ain't as hard as it used to. Now, some people can make that dick just boom, like a rock. But some of them girls, I ain't gonna lie, that's how you know you just, they just like, eh. My friends told me this. It was like, so, this is how, like, a woman ever found this out, this would hurt my feelings as a woman. He'd rather be his meat than get his meat. Hmm. I had said, why didn't you get no pussy? He said, I just don't really want it from her. I said, damn.
And I heard a lot of men say she just don't deserve. I feel like she don't deserve it. And I was like, whoa, that's different. But I can understand from a woman's perspective, because a lot of us be like, I don't feel like he deserves any pussy. Because he's lame. He's this, he's that. A lot of y'all bitches is lame out here. Real lame.
They don't think our pussy's so great. Oh my goodness, this great. No, it's not. It's whack at best.
Like, to the younger men that are listening, if one thing I'll say, I know everybody hot and bothered in their young days. If you really, really got to get it, just wrap that shit up. Wrap it up. You know, you want to have to deal with the headache for the rest of your life?
Let me help y'all out real quick. Wrap that bitch up. Preferably pull out too. That's just what I do. You ain't got to do that. Find you a friend. And y'all have a group. You know, y'all cool. Y'all comfortable with each other, do sexual things and have fun. Fuck the motherfucker. Now, if you find somebody cool like that, that's cool. Mm-hmm. My bitches ain't cool like that. I'll tell you right now.
Gotta be careful with that, too. Because a lot of bitches, they get in their mind.
Oh, y'all have to understand each other, too. Mm-hmm. It's friends. Y'all have to
each other. Check in. Because a bitch would be like, that's my man, and that's you. Maybe. That's not your man. Y'all just fucking.
Yeah, you can do that. But if you can't, then, you know, I am helpful. I know it's not that great out there, especially now. I don't know about young bitches. I don't bother young bitches. I can't.
Don't get me started.
Some older ones act like that, too.
That's the reason why a lot of the young ones act the way they act, because the old ones are giving them horrible, horrible advice. Horrible advice. I have two older sisters I've learned from.
Get quiet.
It's good and bad. It's good and bad. I've avoided a lot of things watching them.
See, you can learn from anything.
A lot of people got a lot of weird shit and horrible stuff going on around them, and they don't learn from it. They fall right into it. I can't. One thing I always say, I cannot be a baby mama.
Man.
I don't want to be a baby mama. I do everything in my power to prevent that from happening. I'm 31, going to be 32 next month. And I have never been pregnant, never had an STD, none of that. Because I care about me more.
You gotta be with me, have my child. So, and even then, I don't got a lot of people on that wife list. Yeah, it gets shorter every day. I got one person.
I was talking to somebody last night. We were having a conversation of baby mamas and ex-wife, and somebody said, you know, you can get a divorce and still be a baby mama. I said, no, ma'am. That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Nobody just want to get a fucking divorce.
You're an ex-wife when you get a divorce. Not a baby mama.
Baby, you didn't realize how much work it takes. You don't just get divorced like that. I don't know what people think. This motherfucker's still married trying to get divorced.
Especially if one person wants to and the other person doesn't.
Yes. That's why I never understood. We had to just be jumping in. Find you somebody that's cool with it. And y'all just, the sink is in sync.
Because honestly, I don't want to get married unless me and the person have a discussion that we want to have kids. The marriage got to come first. I want my babies to have your last name, and I want to have the same last name as my babies as well. If we do get a divorce, I don't know that my babies are straight. I might not be straight, but I know my babies are.
You take the man's side. EML.
There's a lot of women in my family, so I've always been about legacy. I want boys. If I do have a girl, I'm fine with that, but I think I'd be a good boy.
Only boys. I really want a girl first, then I want a boy, but y'all can't have a boy too. Because y'all not gonna hurt my son, you demons, you harlots, you succubus.
Jezebel spirits.
I saw a girl on Instagram. She was just talking about she liked to find good men and break them.
Oh, why?
She said it's fun. And she said good men don't treat her good.
She said what?
Good men don't treat her good, but it's fun to. And she also said, what she said is something about, but good men be having a feeling that they know something with her. Which I can relate because part of you. Before I was this guy, I was still a good guy. It's just, I'm a little hard now. There is something that tells you, it's like a sixth sense or something. Mm-hmm. It's just like something ain't right about this girl. But you're so kind and you want to be nice. And you also like, oh, you know, she's a good lady. And maybe she just need, see, that's what fucks you up. Maybe she just nothing. She gonna fuck your head up. And then you got to fix yourself. Because then you start acting like an ain't shit nigga. Then no, you ain't shit nigga. So,
yeah. Just like when I used to be on the dating sites, and this one guy, he wanted to go on a date with me. He seemed very, very nice. We had everything planned, but something in my mind was like, no, don't go on this date with this man. A couple of weeks later, I'm on Facebook and fucking ABC Channel 3 News, Pensacola, pops up, man arrested for rape, and it was the exact same guy. He met a girl on the fucking same dating app that I met him on and raped her. So, it's discernment, y'all.
And y'all boys better watch out too. I know y'all, I think it's women that be giving y'all this mindset. Y'all are fucking invincible. It's men too, but I feel like, nah. Because I know I be seeing girls, well, it's safe for you. No, it's not. No. I mean, Tyson almost got robbed or somebody tried to snatch me up. When I was out of town, dude thought he was sleeping. Like, you trying to get your bitch, bitch. I ain't finna walk over there with your crazy ass. You got me set up.
And I don't know if any of y'all, a lot of y'all probably went to school with this guy. I'm not going to say his name, but when a couple of months ago, same thing again. I'm on Facebook, pop up on the screen, him and his girlfriend set up this guy. On a dating site, all of that, she basically was the, what they call it, the honey something. But she's this cute girl. She's not cute. You could tell she's on drugs. But yeah, they set him up. I think, and the guy ended up surviving. Damn. So like, yeah, guys, y'all gotta watch out too. These women out here setting dudes up. If you are from like New York, Miami, you know about stuff like this. These women are quick to set up.
Y'all better watch your back.
Be careful. These women, you want to come over, you can come over and you don't know her. You might think, oh, she's a hoe, she's just going to give me something. No.
Hotel. If it tells me where you at, I do that all the time.
It'd be go to the house, go to the hotel, anything.
Tell your
watch her who she texting.
I looks. I'm it could be because my daddy is an ex-Marine. We all paranoid. So I be watching. I tell people I went to we had a mutual friend that I dated. And I didn't trust the situation. I told him, I said, look, give me an hour. You don't hear from me in an hour, you know what to do. Mm-hmm. I went over there to be petty. She knows the story. Let me tell you something about you devils. If it'll break nobody, you think everything's sweet. You know what I did? I fucked it and then called it over again.
I remember that. And she actually told me about it. She was crying. I was like,
disrespect. You ever listen to this? That's why. You did it to yourself, all right? Y'all think this shit sweet.
Because I hadn't already told her, don't play with my boy. He is really sweet. Don't play with my boy.
The ones that I play with. I made sure it was good. I gave her husband dick. She lost her sleep. She's like, you don't really yes, for the call what you mean, weirdo. Motherfucker.
Yo. The people are real life trifling out here, y'all, on both sides, men and women. Gay, straight, bi, all of that.
Y'all take with that advice you can get. Any last words you want to tell them? Your outro.
Yes. Stop letting these dating podcasts and stuff. Interfere with y'all's dating life and the way that y'all think about other people, because a lot of these people on these dating podcasts giving this information out, none of them have never been married. They're not married right now, not even in relationships. If you want to take advice from anybody, go talk to your auntie that's been married for 25 plus years. Go talk to them. Ask them how they're still together. What trials and tribulations they've went through. 25 years is a long time. Many, many seasons.
That's how
sickness, health, probably some cheating went on. You like, nobody's perfect.
But that's I feel like that's like the love that people they want, but I feel like people can get it. It's just they're looking at it or trying to pursue it the wrong way.
They care too much about what other people think. Yeah. That's one thing I've noticed. When I was in a relationship with somebody, everything that they did for me is because they seen their friends doing it. They wanted to be a part of it. They even got married because their brother got married. It's wild.
Yeah.
And nobody's happy.
The
highlight reels is beautiful. The Instagram posts, the Facebook posts, vacations, all of that shit's beautiful.
All I know, I'm not even gonna count older people. People our age or a little younger. I only know two people who are really happy in their relationship, but that's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I don't ever want to stay with anybody for the kids.
Fuck that shit.
I don't ever want to do that. Because I want you to like me. All that love shit is lovely. You gotta like the person you with too.
You're hard not to love. See, that's why I be joking. I'll be so damn serious. Like I can, like you wake up like, oh great, look at you cooking dinner, cooking breakfast and shit. Like you could talk to her for fucking hours. Like that's the kind of woman I can't stand. Ooh. Like nothing but a dumb bitch. That's my biggest pet peeve. I'm sorry, I know I probably get on y'all ass. I don't even mean to, but like I can't stand, like, I wanna have a conversation. I don't wanna talk about shit. Just sit. What do we wanna do? Look at each other. Oh my goodness, the worst thing in the world. And sometimes it's okay, like, I get off work, I'm doing my shit, you doing your thing. We go later that day, we just chilling, you know, rubbing your feet, you know, rubbing my head. We just have a conversation. Might put a titty in my mouth.
I like a comfortable silence.
Yeah.
I like somebody that I don't necessarily have to, like, oh, did you hear about, in order to make conversation so it's not just silent chill between us.
Tell me a little bit. Did my favorite show.
Like I said, yeah, I want to know that you actually like me. You gotta like each other.
And ladies, the key word is a man like you. If you want to be around you a lot, if you don't be around you that much, you probably don't like your ass.
You ain't gotta beg him to do anything for you.
Ugh, going to his house again.
And asking isn't begging.
Yeah, that's different.
He can't read your fucking mind. Same thing with me. She can't read your fucking mind. If there's something that you want to do, try, take her somewhere. Same. Try to get her interested in something. Like.
You make me do.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's how I got to be the for real.
You ain't got to spend a lot of money.
Go to the bookstore.
Like, for real. Like, going to the bookstore, going to look at fucking t-shirts and stuff. You know, I don't give a damn. I, like, go to the park, sit at the park, chill. Look at the birds and squirrels.
It's relaxing to listen to this shit. By that time, we went, what was it? A burger and shit, and chilling.
Yeah, chilling, sat in the car, was having a conversation about random stuff, life, current events.
I need to go to the Cheesecake Factory. No, I don't want to go there.
Only to sit there, to take picture of it, post it so that your girls can see. Oh, this nigga took me this place. He bought me this.
Ain't nothing wrong. And I'm a bougie dude. I like a little thin idea. You know, I want to go out there and get a little fresh. Mm-hmm. But damn, sometimes you don't want to chill out. I'll be on the move a lot.
So. Everything ain't for everybody to see and know.
Yeah.
Understand you want to be shown off or whatever, all of that stuff. That's completely understandable. I'm a woman. I understand that. I want to be shown off every now and then, but like, sometimes it's almost like a competition to y'all. My man can do this better than your man can. Or I deserve this more than she deserves this. I don't like stuff like that.
Let me tell y'all.
The shit don't be real.
Before we go, just the last thing I want to say. Y'all claim you want that. Not all y'all. Claim you want that. When you get it.
You don't know what the fuck to do with it.
Right. Appreciate those who've been jumping in. All right, I'm gonna leave it up a little bit, but when I edit it, it's gonna go down because I'm gonna put the thumbnail and all that shit and music. But other than that, I appreciate that. Also, it's gonna be available on Spotify as always. So, hey, I've been giving y'all a lot of content back to back to back. So, y'all show some love. I'm Sovereign, and come check us out Tuesday at 8. Hopefully it won't be a we got a juicy juicy topic for y'all. So yes sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.